Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Acts chapter 20, verses 27 through 38. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Acts, the 20th chapter. In those days, Paul said, "For I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole counsel of God. Pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to care for the church of God which he obtained with his own blood. I know that after my departure, fierce wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock, and from among your own selves will arise men speaking twisted things to draw away the disciples after them. Therefore be alert, remembering that for 3 years I did not cease, night or day, to admonish everyone with tears. And now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. I coveted no one's silver or gold apparel. You yourselves know that these hands ministered to my necessities and to those who were with me. In all things I have shown you that by working hard in this way, we must help the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he himself said, 'It is more blessed to give than to receive.' And when he had said these things, he knelt down and prayed with them all. And there was much weeping on the part of all. They embraced Paul and kissed him, being sorrowful most of all because of the word he had spoken, that they would not see his face again. And they accompanied him to the ship. O Lord, have mercy on us."
Thanks be to God.
Many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole counsel of God. This means that what is left unsaid by a preacher can sometimes be just as dangerous as what is said falsely, but we should understand this also in light of our Lord's question yesterday through Jeremiah. Who has stood in the counsel of the Lord to see and to hear his word? Or who has paid attention to his word and listened? Yes, these are not the same counsel, but they do connect like a vine to its branches. No one dare preach a counsel without having received it first from God's counsel. After my departure, Paul says, fierce wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. Even from among your own selves will arise men speaking twisted things, draw away the disciples after them. Therefore, be alert. The source of the teaching is the only guarantee of the truth of the teaching. And this is what Paul would also write to these Ephesians later on. The church and the household of God is to be built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone in whom the whole structure holds together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord. The holy prophetic and apostolic scriptures are not a touchstone for us Christians. They are the first stones that are laid. They are not first for us a measure by which we can judge the doctrine, which they are. But they are the fountainhead of our very existence and life and love. Whoever would preach the whole counsel of God must have the scriptures, not just as a norm somewhere later in the process, but especially as the source, all of it coming to its point in Christ Jesus. Now, the Missouri Synod Lutherans are known for and despised for caring about pure doctrine. I think we're resented most of all by Missouri Synod Lutherans, former or present. Lord, have mercy on us. We are a self-loathing and a self-defeating bunch. This concern for pure doctrine strikes some as timid and insular. I can only concur that there certainly are many who are paralyzed with a fear of breaking the rules somehow. But I ask you, how would you resolve this problem faithfully? There's simply too much in the scriptures, in the Bible, too much in this week's readings alone that warns us that false teaching can't be tolerated and true teaching must be sought out, must be treasured. And all of these calls from Jesus, from Paul, from Jeremiah, they're not timid at all. They're calls to action. Beware, Jesus says. Watch out, Paul says. Pay careful attention. Be alert. And Paul says it right at the start of today's final last will and testament sermon that he gives, like this. I did not shrink from it. I was not afraid. I was eager. I was delighted to declare the whole counsel of God to you, the pure doctrine, the beautiful word of his grace. See how the apostle has a love of the true teaching, which inspires him and enlivens him. See how it emboldens him to go to his certain doom in Jerusalem. See how this love of doctrine and his warning against twisted teaching is coupled also with great tears of admonishment, with a tireless work for the kingdom, and a love to help the weak. It is the one who has no love for God's word and his truth. That is the one who will be paralyzed by considering it, rather than enlivened by God's word all the more. Now we see this in those who are outside of the church, those who despise Christianity for all of our prudish rules, all while knowing very little, it seems, about our gospel, and refusing to benefit from either of these things. But we see it also inside the church, where some view doctrine, teaching from Jesus, as the wet blanket that smothers all of our great bonfires of invention and excitement. Tragically, these both cannot recognize if or when they have abandoned the gospel. They likely intend, sincerely, I think, to care for the church of God. But the love of other people, by people, means nothing if we do it on our own terms, dear Christians, or with our own counsels. But we cannot forget that we stand and we serve at all times in the sight of our God and before his countenance. And so it is that Paul reminds his brothers of this at Ephesus. The Holy Ghost has made you overseers, and it was God's blood, that obtained them, not so much as Paul's flock, but as God's own flock. Christ Jesus himself hammered the very same point home three times to Peter on the beach. Tending my sheep, that hinges on love and devotion first to me and to my words, Jesus said. It makes a world of difference for the church and for her ministry if, for example, God exists, or if God has given us any counsel to heed, or if Christ is indeed risen and ascended and ruling all things for the good of his church, and if his true body and blood are present and distributed in the Holy Sacrament. This changes and shapes and forms and enlivens our talk and our actions as Christians. But if they don't shape our activity, then it is inevitable that preachers and leaders in the church will draw away disciples after the only thing they can see, after people, almost always after themselves, as it has been in every age, especially ours that is permeated by this entrepreneurial and false evangelical spirit. It is not the love of people for people, that we proclaim. It is the love of Christ Jesus that we proclaim. The mere appreciation of our audience, then, can never be the measure by which we judge success. We stand also and first in the sight of God. And we speak His counsel out of His counsel. Christ's servants are at their highest in this church when they are like John the Baptist, a groomsman, not the bridegroom, decreasing while Christ increases. And from this love of people also can and will be both genuine and pleasing in the sight of God. So then, dear saints, let us not shrink from God's counsel and truth, and let us not be ashamed of Christ or of His words in this crooked generation. We are the flock that is purchased with God's own blood, over which the Holy Ghost has made some of us overseers. Therefore, let us all receive this apostolic commendation. I commend you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.